In a few billion years, the sun will swell and engulf the us. If humanity is to survive, we'd better figure out a way to leave the solar system. So how can we do this? It starts with finding the right fuel source to send a starship across the universe. It's no easy feat, but science is already exploring different options. Two possibilities are ion and plasma engines. Plasma engines heat hydrogen gas to 1,000,000 degrees Celsius, at which point it becomes plasma, and then emit the plasma in a powerful jet. Similarly, ion engines eject ion beams to propel the spaceship. NASA already used an ion engine to fuel Deep Space One in 1998. Another way to propel a spaceship could be by use of solar cells, which use a low but steady pressure of sunlight. But for a starship big enough, the cells would have to spread hundreds of miles. And creating such a cell and casting it into space is, unfortunately, not plausible with our current technology. Next, there are ramjet fusion rockets. By triggering a small molecular reaction in hydrogen gas, they will yield enormous amount of energy. This could enable starship to travel at 77% of the speed of light, meaning it would take a crew a mere 23 years to reach the Andromeda galaxy. One problem would be that the space needed to store the fuel, so it would need to be constructed in space. However, the keen minds at NASA are already looking into the possibilities of a space elevator to transport building materials into space. Another challenge is to make space travel less dangerous. For starters, we need to protect ourselves from radiation, as we are wide open to deadly levels of it without the Earth's magnetic field and atmosphere. Then there's the issue of weightlessness. Without a constant pull of gravity, our muscles atrophy and our bones deteriorate. After a year in space, astronauts are so weak that they are unable to walk. Okay, this is the content for today's podcast, sorry. Ignore the noise. And I hope you really enjoy it. Yeah, see you next week.